If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So, go grab that stick. Go grab a glass or whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have a conversation. You can follow me on Instagram, Smoke World Podcast. Email, stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. The website, smokeworldpodcast.com. Ladies, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. It's a lovely thing, lovely weather. Hope all is well. Everything on this side of town with the news. There is a lot going on. Since it is Mother's Day, let me holler at the fellas in reference to our Sisters of the Leaf. You know, I have had the opportunity to sit down with the Sisters of the Leaf and have a conversation about the lounge, the atmosphere, the ambiance, the vibe. You understand where I'm going. So, let me say this to my Brothers of the Leaf. When the Sisters of the Leaf come into the lounge, and again, this does not apply for every lounge. We know that. So, relax yourself. But, if it applies to your lounge, or maybe it applies to you, take heed. So, Sisters of the Leaf come to the lounge. All shapes, sizes, personalities. Brothers of the Leaf, please, please respect the Sisters of the Leaf as a fellow smoker. This is not the club. Don't get me wrong. She may be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful young lady. And there's a way to go about letting her know that. But we are doing the same thing. We're there to enjoy a smoke, maybe a conversation. So do not go up to these women thinking you're at the club, pushing up on, making them feel uncomfortable, using your corny lines on our Sisters of the Leaf. So there is a way, again, to approach a young lady. Now, I'm not here to tell you how to do that. I'm not here to school you on how to do that. But I'm letting you know that the Sisters of the Leaf in some situations feel uncomfortable, fellas. So calm the fuck down. Relax yourself, man. They're there just like you to enjoy an awesome cigar. Okay, just keep that in mind. The next time you see a Sister of the Leaf. And I'll add this for those who own, run, manage a cigar lounge. Not every Sister of the Leaf smokes an infused cigar. So do not, please, please do not assume because she's a Sister of the Leaf that she's automatically going to. They call it infused cigars. Don't do it. Don't do it. Let the folks let you know what they smoke. Because you don't do that to the men. Okay? Real talk. Simple as that. Do not assume that a female is smoking an infused cigar. Okay? Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Now, fellas, you know, I love y'all. I'm just letting you know and giving you a little game. Because some of y'all, you see your boys. You know who they are. You know who your boys are. As soon as they come in the lounge, head turned. Oh, damn, look at that. Oh, come on, guys. Don't get me wrong. You know, don't get me wrong. We love our sisters. But it's a way to go about things using some discretion and some respect. With that being said, I had the opportunity to actually go to a reception with some of the lobbyists who deal with the legislation of cigars. Let me say this, folks. There is a lot going on behind the scenes that we, as just the consumer of cigars, have no clue on what is going on. What do you mean? There's a big fight. Again, tobacco. There is a big fight. We're under tobacco. Obviously, we smoke cigars, and cigars are what? Yes, tobacco. So with that being the case, that name alone is not our friend. Based on past precedents with what? Exactly, cigarettes. Cigarettes are classified as tobacco. So tobacco is the boogeyman. And with that being the case, there are a lot of folks who sit in powerful places who do not want us to indulge in smoking these cigars. So I had the opportunity to sit down and kind of get a good idea on what these lobbyists, the Cigar Association, the PCA, Premium Cigar Association, all these different organizations, how they come together and their daily fight, their daily job is to ensure that we, the cigar lovers, can smoke a cigar when we want to. Now, I'll say this, because again, I'm no expert. I just had a conversation with these individuals, great guys. Yes, and the ones I met were actually guys. The tobacco tax is another crazy thing. Pennsylvania, zero. Delaware, 30%. Maryland, 15%. New York, I don't know, I think it's like 75% or something like that. Something gangster. But nonetheless, there's always a fight on how they can reduce or eliminate tobacco. Another big thing is, too, the vapes. Most cigar smokers, I'm saying most, and I'm going to make a hell of a speculation and accusation that most cigar smokers probably don't do vape. I may be wrong, but I'm saying most do not. So these vape products are another entity in itself, but when it comes to these lawmakers, they don't care. They can care less. It's all the same to them. So I'm telling you this because with engaging with these lobbyists, we as a consumer have some power. Yes, we do. You are called a constituent, and your lawmakers sometimes like to hear from you, especially when it's time to vote, because they want you to vote for them. So that means power is in your hand. And the question became, well, do the consumers know exactly what they can do to assist with this fight? Their faces kind of scrunched up. We attempt to let the consumers know. Huh? Attempt? What does that mean? Come on, man. You know, that was some bullshit. Meaning that, no. So I'm telling you, as a listener, and I appreciate you listening, that we actually have some power. And when I did a little bit of research on how we can change some different laws in our state, because mostly Mostly this is on a state level when we're dealing with the cigar taxes and things like that. So let's attack this at the state level. So each person who lives in a different state can do a different thing. Now, like Pennsylvania, they have 0% sales, not sales tax, tobacco tax. Other states aren't as lucky. So as a constituent, you actually can sign these petitions. They're online. It takes literally less than 2 minutes because it's pretty much filled out for you. You put your name, maybe your address, and the form is kind of pre-formatted and automated. You put your information in. It sends it to the right legislation, your representative. It does all that for you. So you can't beat that, folks. And I'm saying this because I really was enlightened on how the battle is being fought. And it's a lot of folks. I'm going to say this again. It's a lot of folks who don't want to smoke in these cigars. I'm not going to touch the weed game. The weed game is flying off the charts. The taxes on that is minimum. I don't know why. I do know why, but I'm not getting to all that. But nonetheless, it's easier to probably do weed than it is somewhat to do the tobacco. YouTube, if you try to find something cigar related sometimes, you get a prompt that says, hey, this may not be appropriate for the age group. Excuse me? Not appropriate. What are you talking about? I was just watching cats smoke weed, drink, use all kind of names. I'll be nice. No problem. Now I want to go watch something cigar related. I'm prompt and asked, do I want to continue? I don't know, bro. Sis. I don't know where this thing is going, what the end game is, but we can actually do something. We actually have a voice in this game. So let's get our heads out the sand. I know we do what we do and we love what we do, but there is a fight on the other side. I'm telling you, I was really enlightened on the fact that there's a lot of pushback on what we like to do. So with all that being said, I'm making a request as a listener, as a fellow cigar smoker, and I understand politics is not my thing. And right now, this political atmosphere is more intensified than need to be, in my opinion. But there are some things that we can do to ensure that we get to do what we enjoy to do. And let's think about that. The lounge is the place where, regardless of your ideology when it comes to politics, religion, your job status, your financial status, it really doesn't matter when you're at the lounge. Because when you're there, you have a common bond. It's called the leaf. We sit back, conversate. And again, don't get me wrong. We don't necessarily agree on everything. Let's be realistic. We know that. But we can agree to disagree. And I understand some folks do not like that term. But I heard you. You heard me. You may have a different perspective. Maybe I brung a perspective that you wasn't aware of prior to. Either way, what do? We had a conversation. That's right. A conversation, folks. We didn't kill each other. We didn't go hand to hand. We had a conversation. So, with that being said, folks, do a little bit of research, please, please check out the PCA, the Cigar Association. There are many other ones. I don't know them all off the top of my head, but they actually fight for what we like to do. Okay, okay. I'm done. TikTok has messed you up. Your attention span is not that long. Well, folks, thank you for listening to me blurt out all kind of good stuff. But seriously, think about making that move. It's online, folks. You're already online. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You're already there. Support something you like to do. I'm done. Email Stone at SmokeWorldPodcast.com. Website, SmokeWorldPodcast.com. And if you're going to follow me on Instagram, great. SmokeWorldPodcast. Folks, this is real. Ladies, happy Mother's Day to you. All right, folks, listen. I will check you out, God's will, on the other side. All right? So sit back, relax, chill for the week. Stop all this bickering and fighting and all this other BS. Enjoy your life. Peace.